Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you brought us into your kingdom to have your realities of perfect love. And so we thank you. Thank you that we can go through squeezings. There's no crown without the cross. So thank you that daily you lead us to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert. So thank you. Thank you for your encouragement that you are training us up and you are leading us into the fullness of your love plan for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 27 to 31. To you who are ready for the truth, I say this, love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the subtle moves of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, stand there and take it. If someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more payback. Live generously. Here's a simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them.
Hallelujah. Yeah, so here we just seen, you know, as a disciple, a follower, we got to take up our cross daily. Now, the cross is the way to the crown. There is no crown without the cross. And so the encouragement we get morning by morning as we draw close and that there, it blesses us. But already here in the morning, before even going out into the day, you can start just thinking about the blessedness of this word, the crown that you see in that word that you're getting, but then also to understand that you're going to go through testing. The word always gets tested. Faith comes, faith gets tested, and then faith gets realized. So thinking of the seed and the sower, you get that understanding there. You get understanding when you get the word, get understanding, but then know these testing's going to come. But these things come to us as disciples. But they don't just come in one day, everything is there. Every day you are not tested beyond what you can handle. And you just need to go back to that faith God gave you and know that He's with you in this whole thing. He's the potter, you the clay. And you need to just flow in the right attitude and action. And He's there to show you the way of escape so that you can come out and you could shine at the end of the day and be happy. Because you stayed in the will and you took up the cross and now you can have the crown. Amen? It says in it there, after you go through these testings and these squeezings, you come out better. And the whole thing is you're there to encourage mankind out there. And so when we partake of the sufferings, the squeezings, we also partake of the glory. And so we can be good pastors, good teachers, good evangelists, good fathers, and good husbands. So whatever we go through and we receive God's mercy, we have then more ammunition to encourage and love and build up. The beautiful picture you've got here is in Hebrews chapter 10, where it speaks about, you know, when you come to the Lord, you're going to go through some things. So you need to be confident, you know, that you're going to go through things, but you're also going to be richly rewarded. God is going to take you through and make you stronger. And you need to hold on to that because here He's speaking specifically to those that came in and they went through many trials and many testings and tribulations, and God took them through all. But now they're starting to get weary. And He says, don't now get weary of doing good because you need to persevere. So that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promised crown, the glory, the splendor. Amen. So that's the life of faith, guys. That's the life of faith. As I said earlier, you can't help someone else if you haven't been in those situations and you haven't been through those situations. So the thing is going through the various testings that come. And it's all just against godliness, against the realities, kingdom realities that are here. But praise God, we are not of those that draw back, but those who believe and are saved. So believe, brothers and sisters, and be blessed. today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.